Hi, thank you for listening to the Print and Packaging Lab powered by PIA Mid-America. We are a regional trade association serving the printing and packaging industry. This is a Thrive episode, ongoing professional development for print and packaging teams. And now we'll move into today's session.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another America's Print Association Network Marketing Brief. And so we have a very interesting topic today, but the way I want you to frame this and think about this conceptually is it's 2026. 70 to 80% of every buying decision happens before anybody speaks to anybody at your organization. So imagine how important your website, your social media, and your sales process is to help everybody understand who you are, who you serve, why you do what you do, and what problems you solve. So this is a marketing concept, but it's very, very crucial for salespeople because there is a moment, there are several moments in the customer's buyer journey where they drop off, right? And so we're going to talk a little bit about those. But really, this is a great time for you to conduct either an internal sales enablement audit or an external one where, again, with a fresh pair of eyes and a Gen Z vibe and with the pair of eyes of somebody who has no idea what anything means, is your website making it easy for people to understand who you are and what you do? Is your social media seeking to educate and engage and entertain your community? And do your salespeople have a step-by-step process that they follow religiously, dare I say religiously? So that's really what I want you to think about today. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and bring up my presentation because this is the way I always do it. But I want to remind everybody that these are recorded and available as a part of your America's Print Association Network membership. So the first thing we really want to do is understand, where are they leaving us? Why have things been going so well? They're liking your posts. They're calling for quotes. They maybe have had a meeting with one of your salespeople and then they do the dreaded ghosting, right? We need to understand visually as we step through a journey of the customer from I have no idea who ABC Company is all the way to ABC Company is a crucial part of my marketing supply chain, right? What happens in the middle and where can it go wrong? So we really want to make sure that we're capturing data. Is it happening after proposal? Is it happening after a meeting? Is it happening after there was some friction on your website and they left you because it was too complicated or not giving them the information that they needed, right? So my friends, I hope you're using a CRM, a customer relationship management tool, and I hope that you are monitoring open rates on your emails. I hope that you're tracking analytics on your website. I hope that you are really looking at any of these areas where there are delays or where people are dropping off. The word that we're using for that these days is that's friction, right? People expect Amazon level experiences of speed and ease. And so anywhere that there's a problem, maybe it's a complicated application process or a complicated ordering process where they have to sign contracts in order for you to buy paper and things like that, which is understandable. But we really want to be aware of data-driven information about where the customers have gone. Why did they leave this process that was going so well? And I really, really want you to know that this is important that salespeople are involved in this. If you are an organization that has a marketing department, that is fantastic. You're doing a lot of the heavy lifting for the salespeople today, because again, remember, 80% of the buying decision is happening before they talk to that salesperson. But if you are a printing company that does not have a marketing department, it's either not getting done or it's getting done by salespeople or an intern or by somebody else. So get those stakeholders involved. Talk about these things. Don't blame a salesperson or blame the customer. Really dig deeper, seek to understand what is happening, because that is the first step in the remedy of making sure that you are providing all the information, all the resources that a customer needs to make an informed decision today. So that's really what I want to leave you with there. So what we're really, again, trying to do, we are being like doctor analysis here. Why Is it happening? What is the problem? Is this about timing? Right? Did you call somebody a week after they signed a 3-year contract, or did you just miss the opportunity? That may be true, but you want to know, because that will inform your next steps for engagement, right? You can note in the CRM, they are under a 3-year contract. You can find out when does that contract come up for renewal, and you can put into your CRM when the next touch will be and what it might look like. But also, I mean, I do lots and lots of content about put-offs and objections, so I'm only going to say this anecdotally. We all know what contracts are made of, right? We all know how much they are worth, which is to say not at all. So do not let being under contract be something that derails your process. So other things that might be getting in the way, there may be a lack of clarity. I don't understand this company. I don't understand how I'm supposed to get a quote through. I don't understand who I'm supposed to be talking to. I don't know how to get in touch with them. These are all things that have to be examined with a fresh pair of eyes to make sure it makes sense to the novice, right? Imagine that there is an entire generation of people in the workforce now that didn't grow up the way you did. They don't understand print the way you do. They don't have the same standards. They cannot connect the dots easily. So it's your job, from a content perspective, an education perspective, a social media perspective, to make sure that you are providing that context. You are providing the clarity. You're telling the stories. You're saying, we got you. We can do this for you, right? That is the messaging. Another thing that might be lacking is trust. Do you have Google reviews? Are there people out there saying nice things about you? Are you shouting that from the rooftops on your social media and on your website? There are some companies out there in America today that are so good at this. They have hundreds of 5-star Google reviews about their printing services. A Gen Z person isn't making a decision unless they have surveyed the monkeys and made sure that you are deserving of their business. So social proof, my friends, is what it's called. People saying nice things about you, people giving you reviews, people talking about how great it is to do business with you and about how you make their lives easier. So any confusion, any misalignment, any competing priorities on the part of those customers are all real reasons that they might be dropping off. But you just might not know that because you're not involved at the level that you need to be. So here is what I want you to do right now. I want you to check your messaging. I want you to check every email that goes out, every social media post, and make sure, is it too technical? Is it too salesy? And if the answer to either of those questions is yes, I really want you to retool that messaging to make sure that the loud and clear message that you are sending out is, we are here to help. We know how to make print work for you. We are the subject matter experts on all things direct mail related, wide format related, packaging related, whatever it is. You are the sturdy source of reliable information to help them make good decisions. If your messaging is, I me, my, if your messaging is, look at my big iron, that makes no sense to them. They want stories. This is a company who is struggling with customer retention. We created a direct mail for them, their campaign, and they ended up increasing sales by 12% last year. That's easy to understand. Direct mail, increase in sales. Keep it simple, not salesy, not too technical, easy to understand. Because think of it this way, your customer is a little bit like Goldilocks, right? Are you too technical? Are you not technical enough? Are you hiding something? Are you trustworthy? You're seeking that middle ground, that balance of like, this is just right. The cadence of communication is just right. The tone of the communication is just right. It is a combination of educational, entertaining, and engaging. That is the sweet spot. It has everything to do with transparency. It has everything to do with authenticity, that you are letting the personality of your organization out and you're telling really good stories. So how do we know they're dropping off? You might not even know. right? If you're a marketing person, or you're the one programming the monthly newsletter, or you're the one programming all the social media posts, you might not know what the early warning signs are. So let me tell you what some of those are. Slower response times to emails. It used to be that you and this person were vibing in a way that they responded to you within 8 hours. All of a sudden, your emails are going unreturned for 3 or 4 days. Uh-oh, something's happening here. They've canceled or skipped meetings. They're not showing up when they say they're supposed to. This, my friends, is what is called ghosting. It is the same as it felt when we were 16 years old and wanted to know why somebody didn't call us back, right? Think of it this way. We haven't given them a good enough reason. Okay, we need to get in there and remedy this very soon, or we're going to lose them forever. So it might require that we change our tone. It might require that we get a little, again, it's that sweet spot, that Goldilocks spot of not being too aggressive, but not being too passive, right? We have to find that middle ground. So if you are using any kind of mechanism to send out your email newsletters or anything like that, it's a great idea to pay attention to those open rates, because you may see, oh, the content that I've been sending out lately has not been getting very many opens. I better take a look at that and make sure that I'm really providing value and that I'm not just being salesy. So for me personally, I make a video every Wednesday. I get very unhappy if I don't get about 2,000 views on those videos. So I know when I see one that only got 700 views, that must have not been something that people wanted to talk about. So I will make a note. Don't talk about that again. I go back and review some of the videos that I made that did get a lot of engagement, and I have to examine, what was it about that? Was it the timing? Was it a really crucial moment? Is that why they stayed with us, right? So those are all things that we really want to make sure that we are paying close attention to what is getting viewed, and we can retool accordingly depending on what we're seeing. So again, timing is everything in these situations. We really want to make sure that we don't let out too much line, and that by the time somebody re-engages, again, the prospect is already tripping through a field of daisies happy with one of your competitors. That is the worst possible feeling. So before it is too late, before we go down the road of making a mistake, or, you know, doing or saying something that can't be undone, we really want to make sure that we are really examining our social media, really examining our website, making sure that we are sharing case studies, we are sharing relevant content, up to the minute information from the United States Postal Service. There are a lot of great content sources that are educational and engaging in nature that are designed to keep your prospects and customers informed about what is going on in our industry, because it's your responsibility to be the expert, not them. Your entire reason for being is to say, I am here to do the heavy lifting for you. I am here to help this make sense for you. I am your translator. I am your problem solver. I am the tool that you pick up in order to do what you need to do in your life. So it is a great idea to be very personal in these things, right? These are one-to-one communications. You want that other person to feel like they are the only person in the world. So your messaging, your tone says, I understand what you're going through. I understand things like unpredictability. I understand uncertainty. I understand some of the current situations that we're dealing with in this country, whether it be supply chains or tariffs, costs, all of those things. You are leading with those things. You are acknowledging those things and saying, I know that it's painful, and I'm here to make that pain at least lessen, if not go away, right? So we really want to, again, this requires a pretty good amount of kind of gut checks and feelings about what we think people need. But it really is sometimes about slowing down a little bit and being gentle instead of pushing harder. So I know some of these things might sound like they're a little bit conflicting. It's like, don't let it happen, but don't push too hard. I get that there's an and both here. I get that some of this information might sound a little conflicting, but it is very delicate. You can only think of your own personal experiences when you buy something and ask yourself, did you like it when the Honda dealership called you every day after the test drive? No, you probably didn't. you could think to yourself, what is a fair and reasonable amount of times to follow up on something or check back in? But also make sure that you're using every tool in the toolbox, right? Maybe one day it's a LinkedIn private message and several days later it's a phone call, and the following week it's sending out some samples, and the next week after that you drop by for a visit. And again, these are sales, more like sales activities, but marketing needs to be dialed in to everything that a salesperson is doing. And I've done lots of other briefs about aligning sales and marketing, so you can go back and watch some of those older ones. But this really is about treating this as precious as it is, because it is very, very important. So there's also the notion of, again, in a world of being really human, it is to say, like, maybe you're not ready to make this decision right now. Or one of my favorites is a subject line that says, I give up. Or we give up, right? We have done everything in our power to provide value and try to help you navigate this and give you all of the tools and help you understand how print can help. But it feels like right now you're not wanting to be a part of this. So I'm going to move on, right? That's very controversial, but it works. I can tell you, every single person that I coach that ever talks about using this says the response rates increase when they use this tactic, because you are busy and important too. These are peer relationships. These are partnerships. You don't have to be out there groveling for crumbs, okay? You are crucial to their marketing, and we all need to act as such. So finally, we really want to make sure that we are building a cycle that does keep the ball moving. In a sports metaphor, it's moving the ball down the field, right? We want to be very, very clear in our communications. This is what happens next. And sometimes we need to get ahead of those things by saying, okay, we've given you the quote. How should I follow up with you? And even better, what should I do if you don't respond? Because think of it this way, your company has invested a lot of time and resources into creating those requests for proposal, responding to those things, doing estimates and proposals and all of those things. In a world of true partnership and fairness, we don't just let people, you know, use all those resources for nothing. So we really do want to be clear about next steps. And that might sound like what many of our customers do next is, or typically the next thing that happens is, make it clear and easy on them to understand. Again, I'll say one more thing about alignment, because I know I'm going over a little bit here. Make sure everyone is telling the same story in the same voice and the same tone. This goes for estimators, CSRs, salespeople, owners, everyone who is customer facing sounds the same, acts the same, has the same philosophy and the same feeling inside. Final thoughts, measure what can be measured. Track conversion stages. For those of us that don't know what conversion stages are, it goes from awareness to interest to being qualified to engaging in proposal type of tactical project-based discussions to a close. So I want you thinking about every step in that process from a marketing perspective, and make sure that you're being clear about it. Am I building awareness? Am I getting people interested? Am I making sure that I'm talking to the right kinds of people in the right kinds of vertical markets? Am I driving requests for proposal and quotes and estimates? And am I closing? So I hope that gives you some context around why people drop off and what we can do about it. There are remedies. You can do this. And I'm going to end for now and say I am very grateful to everyone for being here today. Thank you. And for any reason, if anybody ever wants to reach me, because I may not have introduced myself, my name is Kelly Malazzi. I am a great friend to the America's Print Association Network, and I've been working in printing for 32 years. Primarily in sales and marketing, and it's been a real pleasure to be with you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Print and Packaging Lab podcast powered by PIA Mid-America. The full episode is a member-only benefit. Contact us to learn more about membership and for access to this and other content made for the printing and packaging industry. Get in touch by emailing us at info@piamidam.org.